Imagine having access to a wisdom tradition so profound that it has guided emperors, inspired philosophers, and comforted ordinary people for over 3,000 years. The I Ching, or Book of Changes, is precisely that, humanity's oldest continuously used text predating even China's major philosophical traditions. While many Westerners know it primarily as a divination tool, its true essence extends far beyond fortune-telling. It reveals the underlying patterns of change that govern all existence, offering practical wisdom for navigating life's inevitable transformations. What makes this ancient text so compelling that figures from Carl Jung to Bob Dylan have drawn inspiration from its pages? Perhaps it's because the I Ching doesn't merely predict the future, it teaches us how to read the present moment with greater clarity and respond with wisdom. In a world increasingly defined by rapid change and uncertainty, this ancient oracle offers something precious, a framework for understanding transformation not as something to fear, but as the very essence of life itself. The I Ching portrays existence as a cycle driven by the interplay of yin and yang, complementary forces creating all phenomena. These aren't abstract concepts, but observable patterns. Day follows night, winter yields to spring, growth leads to decay, which nurtures new life. These patterns govern both nature and human affairs. The text's core insight is that nothing remains static. Every peak leads to decline, every low point contains seeds of renewal. This understanding frees us from complacency in good times and despair in difficulties. The wise remain humble in prosperity and hopeful in adversity. The I Ching communicates through 8 trigrams, combinations of solid or broken lines representing fundamental energies: heaven, creative power, earth, receptivity, thunder, action, wind, gentle influence, water, adaptability, fire, clarity, mountain, stillness, and lake, joy. These combine into 64 hexagrams representing all human situations. When combined, these trigrams create interactions mirroring life's complexity. For instance, hexagram 3, sprouting, shows water above thunder, rain falling on new growth, symbolizing difficult beginnings requiring persistence. This metaphorical language remains relevant across cultures and centuries. The I Ching's divination practice creates a psychological space where intuition, chance, and ancient wisdom converge. The simplest method uses 3 coins cast 6 times to build a hexagram addressing one's question. This process is profound because it creates a reflective space where unconscious knowledge emerges. By surrendering to chance, we suspend our ego's control, allowing deeper wisdom to surface that reveals overlooked aspects of our situation. Unlike philosophical systems separating ethics from metaphysics, the I Ching integrates moral character into its understanding of change. It teaches that the superior person who cultivates virtue navigates life's changes more successfully than those driven by selfish desires. This ethical dimension appears throughout the text. Hexagram 15 shows how humility prevents arrogance-born mistakes. Hexagram 17 demonstrates that leadership emerges from ethical conduct. Hexagram 61 reveals how sincerity creates trust in relationships. The I Ching's ethics aren't rigid commandments, but understandings of how moral qualities align with natural principles. Generosity mirrors nature's abundance. Patience reflects the season's gradual unfolding. The I Ching's understanding of timing may be its most valuable aspect. The text emphasizes that knowing when to act rivals knowing what action to take. This wisdom appears in hexagrams like waiting, 5, teaching patience when conditions aren't ripe, and breakthrough, 43, showing when decisive action becomes necessary. The text reveals how to read subtle signs of shifting circumstances. The I Ching presents a cyclical view of time, contrasting with linear Western conceptions. Rather than seeing time as an arrow moving forward, it perceives recurring patterns that can be anticipated. This perspective helps us detect early signals of emerging trends, positioning ourselves advantageously before others recognize what's happening. This temporal wisdom counters modern culture's impatience. In an age of instant gratification, the I Ching reminds us that meaningful achievements often require working with natural timing rather than forcing outcomes. By understanding timing, we reduce frustration and increase effectiveness, investing our energy when it will yield greatest results. While many approach the I Ching solely for divination, its deepest value emerges when we internalize its principles in daily life. The text suggests this evolution, from external consultation to integrated wisdom, as the natural progression for serious students. This transformation begins by recognizing hexagram patterns in everyday experiences. We might notice workplace conflicts following the dynamics of conflict, hexagram 6, or creative projects developing through stages described in gradual progress, hexagram 53. As these recognitions accumulate, we develop an I Ching consciousness, an awareness of underlying patterns shaping apparently random events. The benefits are substantial. We become less reactive, seeing circumstances as natural phases rather than permanent conditions. We develop greater strategic flexibility, adapting to changing situations instead of applying one-size-fits-all solutions. Most importantly, we gain emotional resilience, neither overly attached to success nor devastated by setbacks. Living the I Ching means cultivating mindful observation, appropriate timing, ethical character, balance between opposites, and acceptance of change. These qualities develop through consistent practice, with each challenging situation becoming an opportunity to apply these principles. The I Ching teaches that endings are transitions to new beginnings. When relationships end, career shift, or life phases complete, these aren't absolute endings, but turns in an ongoing cycle. This view doesn't minimize loss, but contextualizes it within a larger framework that provides hope. The text reveals how obstacles often contain hidden opportunities. Hexagram 23, splitting apart, demonstrates how breakdown precedes breakthrough. Hexagram 47, exhaustion, shows how depletion creates space for renewal. Recognizing these patterns builds resilience, the ability to discover creative possibilities within challenges. Unlike Western binary thinking that separates concepts into opposing categories, good, evil, right, wrong, the I Ching embraces paradox. Yin contains a seed of yang, and yang contains a seed of yin. This understanding helps us navigate complexity more skillfully than rigid either-or frameworks, showing how apparent opposites, strength and weakness, action and restraint, can complement rather than conflict. After three millennia, the I Ching's core message remains relevant. Change is the only constant, and wisdom lies in harmonizing with its patterns rather than resisting them. This speaks directly to our contemporary experience of accelerating transformation in technology, society, and environment. The text emphasizes humility during success and perseverance during difficulty. It warns against the hubris that accompanies achievement, which blinds us to changing circumstances. Conversely, it encourages steadfastness when facing obstacles, not from stubborn refusal to adapt, but from inner strength that remains constant amid external flux. The I Ching empowers us as active participants in change rather than passive victims. While acknowledging forces beyond our control, it emphasizes how our awareness, timing, and character shape outcomes. This agency within acceptance creates a middle path between fatalism and the illusion of total control. In our uncertain world, this ancient wisdom offers not just survival strategies, but a path to thriving amid transformation. By developing wisdom to discern patterns, patience to honor timing, and character to respond with integrity to whatever circumstances arise.